Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out PopularMechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at PopularMechanics.com.
Like free stuff?
We do, too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on My Fix It Up Life.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win or ask for advice on your how-to projects.
Every week on My Fix It Up Life, we answer your questions and take you on an insider's tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
My Fix It Up Life comes to you every Thursday at 1 and Saturday at noon.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're all about getting it done. Mark is live from Baltimore inside DeWalt's new tool launch. We're talking with DIY Network Stud Finder winner Kayleen McCabe, and we're giving away the oh so popular DeWalt Heavy Duty Job Site Charger Radio to one lucky fan. So take a break from your hectic Fix It Up Life and find out what's new in home improvement from our family to yours. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East store or locate a distributor in your area.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and I'm in the studio. And Mark, are you on the line?
I am on the line. I'm not in the studio.
That's why it smells better in here, probably.
You did not.
I did.
Oh, you did. You said it, and I can only say that it's true. I can't lie.
Very true. And, you know, our show today is about getting it done.
Yeah, and we've got, I'm calling from, like, the World HQ of getting it done, something called Black & Decker University.
Yes.
And the reason I'm here is Black & Decker, a lot of people know that one of the brands with Black & Decker is the hardcore, all-pro, all-the-time DeWalt brand.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you've seen their race car.
Yeah, the yellow tools.
Mm-hmm. And we've had DeWalt in the shop for years, and they have just unleashed a new sort of miniaturized set of cordless tools called 12-volt Max.
Oh, yeah.
And they are, I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Well, some of your editorial comrades were tweeting about that this morning.
Yes, we're all communists. That's why we call ourselves comrades.
Well, yeah, of course you do. Yellow is the new red, right?
Yeah, so here I am. We're just north of Baltimore in the epicenter of DeWalt.
it's great. There are more tools. Fix It Up Nation. I don't often say this, but you should be jealous.
I bet everyone is jealous.
There's line of Delta bandsaws in their wood shop. Mm-hmm. There's like 10 of them in a row.
Really?
Thickness planers, dozen. There's at least four 12-inch slide compound miter saws all over the place.
Mark, our friend Drew Wazlowski would be, like, out of his mind now.
He wouldn't make it to the other side of this room. He'd just drop with a myocardial infarction.
He would probably just start crying, weeping
yeah.
like a little baby. Yeah.
And
that guy's shop is so meticulous. It's insane.
Oh, my goodness. He is out of his mind.
And his shop is a set for a lot of the videos that you do.
Yes, he's kind enough to loan it to us. We did our last round of Stanley videos in there.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
He killed that shop. He did it so good.
Well, and I have to say, I have to give props to my girlfriend, Jen, who gave up her garage and, like, has to sneak around all of his tools to do her laundry and everything like that. So, like, she gave up a whole part of her house for him to have this shop. So.
Yeah, and he makes some wonderful, wonderful things. I like his style.
Well, he has a podium in their front room. That he carved out of a tree.
Yeah, whenever you're carving stuff out of a tree, that's what I'm talking about.
And you're serious when you make a podium for yourself. And she says that he actually gives speeches from it, too.
I don't want to know about that.
Yeah, he definitely gets it down. But speaking of the car that you were talking about, the DeWalt car.
Yeah.
Well, our son, Jack.
Yes.
Out of his mind watching the Speed Channel lately.
Loving the Speed Channel.
And he loves, you know, giggling. He actually giggles at, like, the motorcycle. I'm sure there's, like, a boy name for whatever the motorcycle races are, but...
Oh, yeah, motocross.
Motocross, yeah.
You know, coincidentally, the race that he was watching and laughing takes place not far from here in Buds Creek, Maryland.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, it's cool. I love motocross.
Well, and you'd be proud of Jack, too, while you were gone. You know, we heard the trash truck pull up, and he runs to the front door.
That's my boy.
Yeah, you've got a full glass screen door. So he ran up to it and put his, you know, his hands on the door. He's out of his mind. And we watched them load the trash up and everything, and he was just, like, crazy. And the trash guys waved at him.
Oh, no way.
Oh, they did.
Did they compact the trash, too? They usually do that around our house.
I have no idea, Mark.
You got to know
like,
that
I pay
stuff.
Attention to, like, how the trash is compacted, seriously?
Oh, I love it when they do the thing, and then a big, giant steel door comes down and sucks the trash in. It's awesome.
It's just glorious, really. There's really nothing better than that as I change topics.
Oh,
you know,
rapidly.
Lexi was totally getting it done last week. You remember? We put on our tool pouches to take a photo.
Well, for our newly designed opening page of myfixituplife.com.
Well, because embarrassingly, I couldn't find a photo of the four of us together that we could use.
Yeah,
it's really kind of sad.
It is. For the amount of photos we've taken, and you blogged about this, is we don't have any, like, with ourselves in them.
No.
So it's weird. We got a million photos of us doing the floor, hanging cabinets, or whatever it is.
There's usually a picture of me or Mark or one of the kids, like, doing something by ourselves. And then there's, you know, a couple photos of us together, but... We're always acting goofy or doing something strange. We don't have the posed photos that people, you know, get at Sears or wherever. So we did. And then as soon as Lexi got her tool pouch on, she's like, she wanted to make a project.
Yes.
She's like, okay, let's get started. Let's go. And, you know, Jack had other ideas. He ran down the street.
Gone.
And Lexi went and got a scrap piece of Western red cedar, and she was like, I need to make something for my Barbies. So she took different sized nails, and, you know, because some of the nails were for shoes to hang up on this piece of Western red cedar, and then some of them were for skirts, and some were for, you know, dresses. And she had this whole block with just nails. It looks like some kind of, like, weapon. But it's, like, so girly.
It looks like the end of some sort of horrible truncheon, but...
Yeah, it totally does.
You know, I'm proud of her. I mean, I got proud dad moment going on here because she laid it out, and I didn't really know what this 4x4 with nails sticking out of it was for. And then doesn't she actually hang the outfits on there? And for people who haven't seen it yet, and we should definitely throw a photo of this up somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What it is basically a closet system for her Barbie outfits.
Well, that's not just a closet system. Okay. It's like a fashion, she does it for like a fashion show because she does quick changes. She does little fashion shows for us.
I love her.
And to like figure out what outfit is the best, she does quick changes. So she has to set up all the different outfits in advance so that she can figure it out. And so all the different Barbies can then select the outfit that they want to wear.
Right.
In her imagination, they're all models and everything.
Of course. But she did it. She laid out the nail pattern such that, you know, the shirts hang, and then there's a little space, and then there's the skirts and the shoes and this and that. We love getting the kids involved.
Yeah, and she was totally cute, too, because she has some blue tools.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't use her blue tools in her pink tool pouch because those go, she said, with her white, cotton? Her little white apron.
Oh, yeah,
pouch.
That cotton apron, yeah.
Yeah, with the blue letters on it. So she only has to, she can only use her blue tools with her blue and white pouch. So the pink pouch goes with all the matching tools for that one. She's very specific about it. It was very difficult.
Yeah.
She got started, she was, you know, out of her mind.
Well, you were more involved with that. I was chasing Jack down the street for another mile.
Yeah.
He literally ran a mile the other day.
Well, and also another girl in our family that gets it done. I want to say happy birthday to Justine, my niece.
Happy birthday, Justine.
And she is, like, crazy, too, because when she was even younger than, she was, like, 7 years old, she saw us at a home show.
Yeah.
She came up, and we were building projects, and she took hold of an impact driver, and she just started, you know, driving screws.
Oh, she's all over it.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. So.
Yeah, Justine's a nice kid.
She is a very nice kid. And, you know, another nice woman who gets it done is our guest on today's show.
Yeah, our expert host, Kayleen McCabe, licensed contractor and winner of the DIY Network show, Stud Finder.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk with her because this is one show I have not seen.
I've seen, like, a little clip of it. I've seen a lot of promotion for it, but I did not see Stud Finder. And she has a new show that's coming out this summer called Rescue Renovation.
The rescue shows, I kind of dig it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we have a little write-up here. She didn't just, you know, she's not going to grow out of the floor and be on the show. We look her up and stuff. And these kinds of rescue shows seem to be pretty cool. I like it when they go in and save the day.
I do, too. And growing out of the floor, like, what is that all about?
Yeah, that's sort of my illustrative way of saying magic.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
Now, we also have an awesome Can't Keep It on the Shelves prize up for grabs today.
We do. We have gotten so many people who want to win this prize. It's insane. Absolutely insane.
Well, and it's a DeWalt prize. DeWalt was kind enough to give it to us, and it's their job site heavy-duty charger radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked with them today. It's a third generation of this radio, so it's amped up with all the stuff that you need to be modern in the electronic age.
Well, and also you can play your MP3s on it.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, and it's the only one that can charge NiCad and lithium ion battery packs too,
which is huge. If you're on the DeWalt battery platform, the radio is a tool in and of itself.
Totally.
And,
cool.
And I was talking with one of the product managers here. They literally can't keep it on the shelf.
Well, that's pretty cool. And
yeah. We
have to go to break, Mark.
Why don't we do that?
Take a little break, get a cup of coffee, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. My Fix It Up Life, and I'm in the studio, and Mark is in Baltimore, Maryland.
Here I am at the DeWalt World Headquarters.
Do you feel like, you know, important?
I feel like I'm privileged and honored that they'd ask me and a bunch of the top flight editors here to share in this new tool launch.
Now, what cool editors have you talked to? I want to know who's there because I couldn't go there because I had to do mommy business back at home.
Yep. There's a couple cool people here. Yeah. On the pro side of things, Justin Fink from Fine Home Building, their tool expert, and asking all kinds of great questions based on his actual knowledge as a real contractor.
Yeah.
Always enjoy having him around. Our good friend Doug Mahoney, the tool snob.
Yes.
He is, again, another real deal boots in the mud guy. So when he reviews a tool, you know you're getting a real tool review. And then Rob Johnstone from, I hate to say it, I forget the title of his magazine, but woodworking title. And he's great, another real dealer, but more on the shop side of things.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
What's everyone wearing?
Clothes.
Well, you say everyone's like boots in the mud. I'm wondering if everyone's walking around in their work gear and dirty shoes.
I mean, Mahoney actually.
Or everyone's wearing like suits, because I can't imagine all these guys like you wearing suits walking around. Oh, 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 look at the new tools and everything.
Nobody wears a suit.
Well, you know, the product guys probably are.
They are wearing DeWalt golf shirts, I guess is what they're called. So
yeah,
they're like in uniform. You got to know who they are.
Okay, got it.
So they've got that, and they're in the what I would describe as snappy casual.
Ooh, I like snappy casual.
And the editors are in all various forms of dress. I believe Mahoney actually is wearing his boots. And, of course, I'm running around in flip-flops and a Hawaiian shirt.
Well, yeah, that's something else. I really shouldn't let you out of the house without me.
No, you shouldn't.
But we're in your favorite segment called Fix It Up Finds.
I love Fix It Up Finds.
You do?
I do. I do. And what do you have? What do you have, my dear, for Fix It Up Finds?
Well, something that we have for Fix It Up Finds. You were talking about this the other day, that about the EPA and the lead renovation, repair, and painting rule.
Yeah, when we did our lead show.
Yeah, we did our lead show back in April when that came out, and they actually have delayed the enforcement action for violations of that ruling until the end of the year.
Yeah, I've been talking to some guys here who are saying they should delay it forever.
Well, you know, it's such an important thing. I mean, you don't really think about it, but lead dust is just so awful, and it can do so much damage to especially kids, that it's important to do all of those things that you have to do to make sure that it doesn't get airborne.
Yes.
You don't breathe it in.
You've got to be careful.
Well, which is one of the things you have to do is wet it down and be protected and roll up your clothes and tape everything off and don't use a fan. Those are some of the good things. And to check out our show on the lead rule, go to myfixituplife.com and search for that. But, you know, I think it's such a good thing, but the requirements for training and everything like that, I don't really know. So
yeah, we're in the contracting end of My Fix It Up Life. We still have to take the class.
Yes.
The good news is we're not doing any projects that involve lead at this time.
Yes.
So we're still safe. We're legit.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, man.
Well, what do you have for Fix It Up Finds, dear?
Well, I've got, you know, I wish I could just run downstairs and grab all of these new 12-volt max tools that have been introduced today.
And then run out of the building.
And then run out of the building. But I think we actually need to wait on that.
Okay.
We have a guest joining us here from DeWalt.
Totally.
I do have a fix-it-up find where I call it. The Anyone Can Do This miterless molding system from Fipon.
Yes, we love Fipon.
Yeah, we use a good bit of their PVC and urethane. We use it in both interior and exterior applications.
Yes.
Just did an article on retrimming our back door using doing a built-up custom molding with their 1x PVC.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the fix-it-up find. It's just on my mind because I still have the router dust in my hair.
Well, you did that, and you trimmed the porch, and you trimmed a window, and did you trim a column in that too?
I did the column in the back porch, mm-hmm. and I did the column in the kitchen.
Yes.
Which isn't done yet, so it's we don't even want to look at it yet.
Yeah. But, so you've been trying it everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's working.
It looks glorious. It looks like, you know, beautiful, perfectly painted wood, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without all the headaches of wood.
Yeah. So.
Of which wood has many. So, still
streets
love wood.
Proves.
But this miterless molding system mm-hmm. from Fipon, the companies have been trying to figure out how to take the coping out of crown molding for as long as they've been doing these kind of composite moldings.
Mm-hmm.
And there were various stages of success. And it looks like this miterless molding system actually works and works nicely.
Cool.
They've got a nicely ratioed system of basically stop blocks and corner blocks. So you interrupt the crown molding at appropriate points with a transition block.
Mm-hmm.
And the profiles of the blocks complement the profiles of the moldings.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all kinds of different kind of leaf and egg and dart stuff and all these complex moldings.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I love egg and dart.
And the whole thing is about graceful transitions, but it's easier to install, especially on the DIY side of things, where, you know, I've given the crown molding demonstration. It takes 45 minutes just to talk about how to set up your saw.
Well, it takes you probably longer than that, dear.
That's because I love it so much.
You
I
do.
Talk about every nuance.
You get so excited that, you know, that's why you get hired to do training at different events, because you can talk for 90 minutes and have something to say for the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I could mm-hmm. talk about this, the miterless molding system from Fipon here for another 20 minutes.
Please don't.
No.
Where can someone find out information about it, though, Mark?
It's Fipon.com.
Cool. Now, can I share some stuff with you?
Oh, do it.
Totally. So I was thinking about our special guest today,
uh-huh.
you know, and about girls out there getting it done and everything. And, you know, I was doing a little research on the interweb, as you like to call it. And also Jen from Roofers World had sent me this information as well, too, some information about women in home improvement. And did you know that the female home improvement industry is $80 billion?
Are you serious?
Totally. Yeah.
Female is $80 billion.
Yeah, and that women make 83% of all purchasing decisions in the U.S., which is like $6 trillion. Now, that's
wow.
a lot of shoes, I have to say. I just want to put it out there.
Yeah, that's a lot of shoes.
And you might think, too.
The purchasing decision doesn't surprise me.
Totally.
I've heard that through various distribution channels where they know. They know.
Well,
it's like Christopher Lowell said way back when, you know, that women often make these decisions, but both parties in the home contribute to them in ways that have never been done before.
Well, and Mark.
Yes, dear.
I was looking up on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And 45% of our fans on Facebook are girls.
I love it.
Yeah, and you think, you know, DIY.
Our fans, my fans.
No,
come
no, no.
on.
My Fix It Up Life fans are women, which is pretty awesome. And Mark, let me just lay some other things out that I found, too.
Lay it out.
That 975,000 women are working in construction. Did you know that?
That's a lot of people.
That's like 12%. Which is a lot. I mean, you think about it, and you're like, well, there probably aren't that many women out there working, but that's a lot of women.
Construction's one of the biggest industries in the country.
Yeah.
But if there's a million people doing something,
yeah.
that's a million people.
That's
so,
pretty cool.
Yeah,
and
it's not like it's 12.
And 10% of inspectors
yep.
are women. So, like, there's a 1 in 10 chance that when you get your site inspected, it's a woman showing up.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool, I have to say.
I like it.
Yeah, I love it.
I like
that.
It. Well, hopefully Kayleen McCabe will talk, bring a little more to that conversation when we talk with her later.
I think that's pretty cool. Yeah, and if you're a woman interested in construction, I found the National Association, that's hard to say, National Association of Women in Construction, NAWIC.org. If you're interested in finding out about training programs, apprenticeships, jobs, you know, all kinds of different things in the construction industry, and networking with other women, too. So if you are a woman out there interested or working in construction, well, there's a great networking site to, like, figure out, you know, how to get, find other women like you.
Oh, exactly. And it's important to have peers and mentors in anything that you do.
Oh, it is so important. It's so hard to be out there on your own doing anything that, you know, you want to, at the end of the day, have someone to talk to about what you're doing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And can I sort of go off the board here, Alex, for a fix-it-up find?
We have to take a break, Mark.
We're supposed to have 1 minute left on my clock.
Your clock is a kind of little bit not on my clock. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Clock challenged.
With more My Fix-It-Up Life.
My Fix-It-Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East Store or locate a distributor in your area.
Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
Hi, darling.
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing awesome.
Cool.
And
cool. I'm a little miffed that I didn't get to put in my surprise Fix It Up Fine, but we'll get to that.
You can tell me later. Well, we have a special guest on the line.
Yes, we do. At least I hope we do. We have Jeremy Torok here from DeWalt. Jeremy, are you in there?
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Rock on, man.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Hi, Teresa. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, it is wonderful to have you on, and I feel kind of like I'm the odd man out because you guys are both in Baltimore, and I'm not.
We had a good couple of days, that's for
sure.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, yeah, I just want to warn everybody now, Jeremy kind of is a dud,
you know,
not much in the way of personality or energy, so
mm-hmm.
We're going to have to sort of draw him along through this.
That's okay. I draw you along every week on my Fix It Up Life, darling.
I'll try to tone it down, guys.
So Jeremy, you're a senior product manager there.
Yes.
And I haven't been there. I've been checking out some tweets from different editors that have been going on and everything. And Mark hasn't told me anything. So, you know, fill me in. What's going on?
Well, I work on the cordless team here, and we are very proud and happy to launch 7 new tools today of our 12-volt max lithium-ion lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent a lot of time with users out in the field developing these tools, and today was the day that it reached the media. We had 35 editors and other folks from around the country come in today and launch the new product. It was really a fun time.
Very cool.
Now, it's actually done, right? They're finished down there.
Oh, they're finished. Yep, they're all done. I think there's a few guys that are around doing some interviews right now, but most of the folks have left already.
Wow. Well, yeah, Teresa's been monitoring it and chiming in a little bit during the day. There's a lot of media coming out of here today.
There is, and I love it. Because now, you know, I've been seeing some pictures and that people are tweeting, and, you know, it's sort of like almost being there without hearing Mark's voice next to me, which is kind of, you know, awesome. But so what are the new tools? Can you tell me about anything? Can you tell us about anything?
We've got 7 new tools on the line,
mm-hmm.
and with these tools, we focused really on 3 things. The first being ergonomics, how the tools felt in the user's hands.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing was performance. Hey, we can make a great tool out there that's very light and feels good in the hand. It's got to perform, though. So we had a good balance of how the tool feels and what the tool is able to put out in terms of performance.
Mm-hmm.
And then what really got us excited. excited. We did a lot of innovation with these tools. We've got lights on most of the tools here. They're extremely bright when you're in tight areas. We've done some new things to the drop and load hexes on the impact driver and screwdriver that we're launching, removable screens on some instruments that we launched. Really a good time. But in total, 7 tools. We've got a screwdriver, a drill driver, impact driver, an impact wrench, a really cool LED light, which we'll get into, and then 2 new instruments, a category that we've gotten into recently, being the inspection camera and an infrared thermometer.
What?
Yeah, I've already called the My Fix It Up Life electrician, Bob King, and he's all over that camera.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
So we're going to put together a review on that for sure.
Wow.
And thermometer is I'll describe it as sort of a point and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a plumber and you want to know if your hot water heater is reaching the right temperature, you can just aim this thing at it and it'll take the temperature.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Does it work on my son? Can I point and shoot it at Jack? He was running a fever this week, and, you know, taking a baby's temperature is awful.
It only goes up to 932 degrees.
Yeah, I think his fever was under 932.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'd say that
but
he probably would have exploded.
If you want to see, like, a before and after on a new Windows project, for example.
Oh, really?
If you're installing some Simonton replacement Windows, for example, and you want a before and after picture, it will give you temperature readings right at the window.
What about our roof?
It will give you temperature readings at spots around the roof. Jeremy, would I be right in saying that?
Definitely right. You know,
oh, no way.
I live in a house down here in Baltimore, pre-1900s. A lot of drafts, a lot of areas that we could seal. And for me personally, I took this thing home and used it in that fashion. It worked out great. We knew exactly where the windows were leaking air, where parts of the floor, drafts were coming through. So we had the ability to seal all that. And it's helped to save money in the long term as well.
Wow.
Now, is that available right now?
October will be the launch, Teresa, of all these tools, all the 7 tools, the battery, and the charger.
Can we get a sneak on that so we can play with it?
I think Mark may have something that he's bringing back with
him. Yay! Yay!
And Jeremy, here's a question that I thought of between the floor, the BDU floor, Black & Decker University, and here where we're calling into My Fix It Up Life, and it's this. Now, I realize it only senses temperature, but can you use it to sense moisture? Like inside a wall, in the sense that if something's wet, it's going to be colder.
We have seen applications like that in the past, Mark. It doesn't judge moisture, but based on temperature, right, a cooler area, a wet area might be of a less temperature than somewhere else. So, sure, it could be used that way. We are researching future products, as we talked about today, and one of those potentially could be a moisture detection system.
Oh, that's great. From the remodeling side of things, diagnosing leaks is brain surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes so much time, and having a unit, and certainly I'm not asking it to be a water sensor when it's not, but, you know, any tool you can use to help find where water's coming from
And another tool that may aid there would be the inspection camera. We talked about that one today, drilling a small hole in the wall and then fishing the inspection camera down there. You might be able to see if it's leaking or not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
absolutely
cool.
Yeah, being able to see if it's wet would help.
Yep.
Wow, that is really cool.
Oh, yeah, that inspection camera is great. And I've drilled a bunch of holes, and driven a pile of screws with the impact driver. And we're talking about a 12-volt tool here, so it's scaled down in size. But I can honestly say, it is not scaled down in performance. It felt like a full-on 18-volt tool.
Really?
Really, no
very
joke.
Cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, so Jeremy's team put a lot into this.
So are there any tools that you talked about today that are actually available now?
None are available now, Teresa.
Really?
Sorry, yeah, not until October. And,
they're all coming out in October.
All out together in October. We'll sell them all individually,
mm-hmm.
and then we have 2 combo kits. So one of the kits will be a drill and an impact driver.
Mm-hmm.
The second kit will be an impact driver and a screwdriver.
Cool.
Sweet. And now you've got to talk about this flashlight.
Yeah, the flashlight, it's definitely a hit with contractors out in the marketplace. I'm sure we've all seen or done projects around the house where you have a mag light with you. You try to put the mag light in your mouth, you try to put it on your shoulder and put it in your chin, or you just set it down. Hey, the first thing is you can't move it when it's there. It's uncomfortable. The second thing is when you're doing some of these projects, those batteries in that mag light are more than likely going to die before you're done. So we went out and researched, hey, lighting, guys, productivity, what could we do to make their lives easier, and came up with this mag light. I wish you guys had one in your hand to talk to right now. But basically, it's a small light that has a LED on the top.
Mm-hmm.
130 lumens, which is extremely bright. The head on the light then rotates both side to side and up and down. The tool also comes with a magnetic strip on the back, so if you can think about working in a door jam, doing some plumbing downstairs in the basement, you can actually stick this light right on anything that's metal, adjust the light to where you need it to be, and take your hands away and you're done and finish your work.
Ooh.
Got a 4-hour runtime on it, too, so hopefully no one's working for 4 hours in an atmosphere like that, but it will last you a long time.
An electrician might.
Yeah, definitely.
In a dark box or a dark basement or a utility area where there is no light.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. We've seen a lot of guys that have pockets right on their uniforms, and they slide it right in their front pocket and then adjust the light there so it's right in front of them and it's very visible.
That's very cool.
Yeah, for Fix It Up Nation and you, Teresa, who hasn't seen this yet,
mm-hmm.
picture an older cell phone. So somewhere between, like, the late 90s. You know, not the giant bricks that used to be out there, not the slim ones we have now, but somewhere in between, it's kind of around that size with a lens on the top that rotates and bevels. And he's not joking. It's super bright, but it's a gentle white light because it's an LED.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it kicks butt.
Well, Mark, I'm sorry to tell you.
What are you sorry to tell me?
That we're running out of time.
Oh, that means, Jeremy, we're running out of time.
I'm sorry, Jeremy. But, you know, I think that Mark's going to be coming back with all kinds of cool information that we'll be probably posting up on our website, on Facebook and everything. So if you're interested in finding out about all these new tools and products, you can check out myfixituplife.com or check out our Facebook page, too. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. I'm Teresa. Mark, are you there? I don't think Mark is there.
Well,
I think we lost him. I think we're going to have to call him back. But we have a special guest on the line, though. And Kayleen McCabe, who is the Stud Finder winner from last year. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. And my husband is calling in from another city. And I think we just lost him on the line during that commercial. So I think I traded him for you, which I don't think is such a bad deal.
No, I
don't think so at all, which is pretty cool. So you have a new show that's coming out on the DIY Network.
That's correct. It premieres July 27th,
Ooh.
Rescue Renovation.
Mm-hmm.
It's, oh, my gosh, it's been so much fun to shoot, and the episodes are pretty cool to watch. So I'm very, very excited.
Oh, very cool. And what was it like being on Stud Finder? Like, I think you were the only woman competing on that show.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Definitely very hot, which I'm not accustomed to being from Colorado, but
oh.
the guys were a ton of fun. Definitely very challenging. But yeah, I had a good time, so wasn't a big deal being the only girl.
It wasn't a big deal?
Not at all.
That's good. Now, what was your, you know, I know you went through a bunch of different competitions. You had to do a tiling project and other things. Like, what was, like, the thing that you enjoyed doing most on that show?
Okay.
The last challenge was putting down hardwood floors,
mm-hmm.
and I love flooring, so that was a special bonus because it fit right in with what I love to do. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I was reading in your bio that you are, you've been building decks.
Correct.
Yeah.
Landscaping a little bit, fences, but I really do enjoy working in side remodeling older homes.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part.
Seriously. Well, it sounds like you've done absolutely everything. I was reading through your bio, and you're actually working on, was it an apartment complex or something like that, too?
Correct.
Yeah.
Helping, you know, general maintenance. There's always upkeep, but it was an old building,
mm-hmm.
so the opportunity to refinish floors and bring out the old characteristics of the home
mm-hmm.
was wonderful.
Oh, wow. That must keep you on your toes.
It does, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. Old homes sometimes throw curveballs at you that you're not expecting.
Mm-hmm.
They usually are pretty challenging, but that's why I enjoy them so much. There's always so much to learn.
Well, yeah, my husband and I are working on our house right now. It's a 100-year-old house, and there's always something that we're finding. You know, surprises behind every wall.
One step forward, 6 miles back.
Sometime. There you are, Mark.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know. I've been here for a while.
I had no idea. I thought we lost you.
Oh, well, I can barely
I thought I traded one carpenter for another.
No,
oh, well.
I've been here for a little bit anyway.
Okay.
Hi, Kayleen. How are you?
I'm excellent, Mark. Thanks. How are you?
Mark?
Yeah, I can barely hear her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know, she can hear you, and I can hear you.
Yes, we'll pass on to him. I'm doing well.
She's doing well, Mark.
Oh, that's good.
And
okay,
are you?
The can barely hear her is not a suggestion. Can someone turn her up?
No, we can't, Mark. Sorry about
Kayleen,
that.
Kayleen, just bellow into the phone.
Well, Kayleen, are you calling from Colorado right now?
I am. I'm actually calling from a location for the show
mm-hmm.
in Denver. Working on a kitchen right now, so this is a nice break, actually.
Oh, you're working on a kitchen. That's pretty cool. So is it – now, rescue renovation. Now, the show description that I read is that you're helping homeowners who are over their heads with their renovation project. So, like, what was the kitchen like when you got there?
These homeowners were stuck with plumbing, so there was – halfway demolished cabinets, there were some holes in the ceiling, you know, some failed attempts at a few different projects in the kitchen. So.
Failed attempts? That sounds awful. Now,
and stop thing is just, that's the worst.
Well, and, you know, kitchen is such a fundamental part of the house. It's, you know, not having your one bathroom or not having your kitchen is just so, you know, it's hard.
It is. Kitchens are always difficult,
mm-hmm.
and there's so many different aspects to them. And these folks have been dealing with it for over a year, so it's a time to get it finished.
Now, I want to know how you got involved with being on Stud Finder. Did someone discover you? Did you just find out that DIY Network was looking for contestants for the show? Or, like, what happened?
I heard about the competition through a friend. And sort of on a whim, I applied,
mm-hmm.
having been doing carpentry for a while, and just had a good time making the video. Didn't think too much of it. So this has been a whirlwind. It's so much fun. It's not anything I really expected to. I didn't expect to win. So.
Well, that is awesome that you did. And did you get to pick what show you wanted to do?
No, it was a collaborative effort between the production company and the network. I definitely do have some input on set. I do a lot of work, so, you know, it's nice having a good kind of flow between everybody.
Oh, cool.
Sweet. And are you pulling a lot of late nights to pull it all together at the last minute?
Yes. I definitely am working to be a host. It's there's a lot of work that goes into it, just because every project takes time. And then the logistics of, well, things take time to dry or need to be inspected. So, yeah, we pull late nights, but I have the best team ever. So I love working with them. It's never work we always get to goof off all day.
Oh, cool. That's always such a good thing.
That's nice. It's good when work and play, you can't really tell the difference.
Oh, yes, yes. Especially in this industry.
Yes.
So please forgive me if I missed the answer to this question, but what are you doing to this kitchen?
You'll have to forgive me. I'm working on a few different kitchens at the same time. But the one I'm at right now, we're building a few different cabinets. We're repairing the original cabinets that they have. It's in an old bungalow house in Denver. We're coming up with some cool ideas for the flooring. I think we're going to incorporate some wood and some leather. Oh, gosh. Changing the entire workflow of it. Building some cabinets, installing a lot of cabinets, cutting some soapstone.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. The list goes on. It is always a lot happening at once.
Well, and I've read that it was a 48-hour project, too. Is that the case?
We're close to 48.
Okay.
I don't know.
not in a row, though, it doesn't sound like.
Yeah, we're not joking around. I mean, really, things are happening insanely fast. So
wow.
It's not, you know, people have been stuck. You think when a kitchen remodel normally takes 6 weeks, we're turning around, you know, so much faster than that. So.
Well, I bet the homeowners are just totally in love with you when you leave, you know, with having saved them from whatever project that they're involved in.
Yeah, oh, it's so rewarding because, you know, a home is the place everyone wants to be. So it's nice to come in and help people get their home back and then make it look ridiculously fantastic.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's a good time.
That's really what it is about at the end of the day, is making it really a home that you can just enjoy and relax and love and, you know, and have a good time with your family and everything. So,
yeah.
You know, do you have any advice for anyone that's thinking about doing a project right now before they get in over their head?
Stop. Don't do demo. Come up with a plan first, please. Yeah, I mean, everyone loves to do demo. It's fun and it's messy, but once you do it, then you have to fix it. So have a plan first.
Mm.
Oh,
are
wow.
Are you getting recognized now?
Oh, you know, I have twice. It kind of catches me off guard.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it's not.
Hey, I've got a question for you. What is your favorite demolition tool?
Ooh, okay, well, I have to go with my hammer. I just had a new hammer that it's pretty, too. I don't know how to explain it. It's just a gorgeous hammer. So that's great for stuff, but... power tools. So, well, I'll go with my recip saw. But it really has to be the hammer. It's just, you'd have to see it. It gets gorgeous. And it's so beautifully balanced and nice to use, and they're handy for everything. So.
Wow.
Yeah, our daughter wrote a blog recently about trying to find the perfect hammer for the job, too. She's 9. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah, we were doing a little less than demolition. We were building a shelf, but she, you know, she all of a sudden
she
just
9.
Comes out with it.
Yeah, yeah. She went through a whole long speech about how to find the right hammer for the job and everything. So, yeah, we get them going early at our house.
That is so fantastic. Do, because, gosh, there's so much to learn. You
there
know,
is.
You think you know something, but, gosh, you can start at 9 and learning carpentry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The wheel is.
Yeah, she pretends that she has her own TV show, too. So, you know, I bet she'll be a big fan of your program, Rescue Renovation.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Excellent.
Well, and don't forget to check out Rescue Renovation DIY Network. That starts July 27th. And we're going to have to say goodbye to you, Kayleen.
It was wonderful speaking to you both. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you. Take care.
We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
What a perfect day to play left, right.
My Fix It Up Life.
It sure is. It sure is. It's beautiful out.
I'm glad you're still with me, Mark.
I am.
I can't wait to see you when you get home from Black & Decker University, too.
I'll be back today.
I know. I'm excited about that. And yeah, everybody else at home is excited about that, too.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Mm-hmm.
It
we all
is.
Missed you.
It's good to be missed.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a cool prize to give away now.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We've got a 3G, a third generation DeWalt heavy duty job site charger radio.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of great entries. People were posting messages on not only Facebook and sending in emails, but also posting messages on our website too.
Bring that action.
Totally cool, right?
I'm loving life.
And
I'm loving life. I love hearing from people.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can send an email to us, too, at info@myfixituplife.com and ask any question you want about home improvement or where Mark gets his hair done or anything like that.
Tell us what your favorite demolition tool is or crown molding tool.
Totally.
Yeah.
And, I narrowed down to three finalists for the radio.
Yeah, let's hear it. I have no idea what's coming here.
Yeah, okay. Are you ready?
Sure. Number two.
Number two? Seriously? Can I read them out here?
You know, I like to do a 30-minute presentation in about 12, so.
Okay. Let me read them to you real quick, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, the first entry, I'm not telling you the name or where they're from because that might make you a little biased or something. I don't know. You might feel a certain way about Minnesota or Massachusetts or something today. So.
I might. Okay. I might not.
Okay. My job site is not the same without one. I've been working construction for years and have always had to rely on someone else to bring one in, a radio in. There isn't a lot of people in our company with a radio, so chances of having one on the site are slim. Music soothes the nerves when a job can be so stressful. That's the first entry.
Okay.
Okay. The second entry is, my husband is a general contractor. He's broken the two he had, or rather another worker has broken them. So now he's trying to take my radio out of the house. I would love to have this one to be able to work in the yard and take with me when I work on the job site that he can't touch.
Okay.
Okay. And then the third entry is, I would love to win the DeWalt Heavy Duty Job Site Charger Radio. I can't even count how many radios my husband has broken. I've lost one radio when it fell off the roof, another radio when he left it out in the rain, and too many others from abuse. I bought a Black & Decker Storm Station. Hubby sat on it and broke the antenna, and he also broke the flashlight. It's the only chargeable radio I have left, and it's on its last leg. My husband needs a tough radio that he can take lots of abuse. That way, I can keep his hands off my Storm Station.
Man, these are all good ones.
They are really good.
These are good ones. I'm going to have to think for a second.
Okay.
Because I appreciate everyone's approach to this, where I can't tell you how many radios I've broken over the years or left in the rain or plundered from the house.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think is pulling me in is the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think there might have been a been there, done that kind of simpatico-ness with that guy whose name I don't know, because I wasn't told, obviously. You know, music soothes the savage beast, and sometimes the savage beast is a job site, and just a little music, not to mention throwing my batteries in there, makes life better. I'm going with the guy who makes his living with his hands.
All right, that's Bill from Pennsylvania. You won. Congratulations. And I like the way that you were talking about how music kind of tames the savage beast, because, you know, if we play our radio while you work, does that mean you're going to don a tuxedo and take me out for a fancy evening after work?
Yeah, I'll put the roof on wearing a tuxedo and top hat.
Oh, that's hot. Now I want to see you try to keep that top hat on.
Yeah, me too.
Uh-huh. Now, I want to talk about next week's show.
I want to talk about next week's show.
Yeah? You know
why don't you start?
You know who our special guest is?
I do.
Who's our special guest?
David Bromstad.
Yes, and who is he? Do you know?
Designer, color splash.
Yes.
guy's in ripping shape, so I need to be jealous of him for that.
Yes, he's in insane shape. And he has a new show that just started a couple weeks ago called Color Splash Miami.
Right on. We love Miami in as much as we got married there.
Yes.
Special connection to South Beach.
Well, and he was the Design Star Season 1 winner, too. And he is so beloved. I have so many, you know, I ask girlfriends, and, you know, if you want to us to interview a special person, a DIY star, HGTV, or whatever the show is on our show, email us at info@myfixituplife.com or post a message on our Facebook, and we will hunt them down. But David Bromstead is one of the top people that people say you should really have him on your show.
Totally.
So I'm so excited about having him on.
Right on.
And you know what we have up for grabs?
I do. This is something I've been using quite a bit at the My Fix It Up Life HQ.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is the Duluth Trading Company Firefighter's Garden Hose. Garden hose nozzle.
Yes.
And it's got brass fittings, stainless steel parts for non-corrosion. And you know what I really like about it the most is, first of all, it seems to be bomb-proof.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, it allows me to put a high volume of water on the plants or the grass when I need to. I don't want to stand there forever trying to get the soil wet.
Mm-hmm.
I want to soak it big time and move on. And I've been using this, and it works.
Well, and Jack loves it, too, our son.
Oh, he loves watching the hose get sprayed.
He's 20 months old, and one of his favorite things is just to watch Mark water the lawn. He's such a guy. They are just such guys hanging out with each other. It's serious.
Yeah, hey, I would water the garbage truck if it came by at the right time.
Really? I don't think the guys working the truck would really appreciate that so much.
He'd be out of his mind.
He would be, actually. But if you want to win, email us at info@myfixituplife.com, or you can call our toll-free number, 888-710-5557. What's that number, Mark?
That's 888-710-5557.
Yeah, and just tell us why you want to win, because the best reason wins every week.
That's right. And, you know, it's funny. I mentioned it to a couple people here, and they were thrilled. Here at Black & Decker University. They're like, you mean you don't just give it away? I'm like, nuh-uh.
What do you mean just give it away? Like, well, the 10th caller or something like that?
10th caller, you know, 10th emailer, mm-hmm. the first anybody who talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give it to your neighbor? We're like, no way. The nation's got to earn it.
They do. So don't forget to email us at info@myfixituplife.com to enter to win or to send your question or check out our website, myfixituplife.com, to find out, you know, information, tips for your project. And, you know, if you can't find what you're looking for, let us know because, you know, we'll try to, as I like to say, tackle it on the air.
Yes.
We had a funny Facebook post. I said that we were tackling something in the basement, and somebody said, you know, if you tackle your basement, your house is going to fall down.
I'm still laughing about that one.
Yeah, silly things. So follow
check us out at myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook.
And tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life. The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for his six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Mark Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
You're listening to 1520 AM WCHE Westchester. Heard worldwide at WCHE1520.com.